Welcome to GLTs, or Good Local Tips, with Caroline Wilson and Corrie Perkin. All thanks to Red Energy. They're powered by Snowy Hydro and 100% Australian electricity and gas. Call 131 806 for real Aussie energy.
And welcome to our GLT bonus episode 132. Corrie, Miss Jane, lovely to see you.
Hello, Caro. Hello, Jane.
Hello.
We've got some wonderful tips that have come through from our friends, but I've just got a couple I want to throw at you, Corrie. To the person who recommended coconut oil and bath salts, I did the coconut oil and Epsom salts. You're right. It is a lot cheaper, even though I still love my rose bath oil, and it works an absolute treat.
Although Epsom salts are not inexpensive, Caro.
Oh, but they have so many different. They go in your lemon cordial. They go in your gardenias.
I know. But let's acknowledge that they're not exactly the cheapest home product you can buy.
Okay.
I mean, I go through them a lot, so they're quite expensive. It's like buying Twinings tea.
I'll get you a bag at Costco. I get like a 5 kilo bag of bicarb and things like that.
Because I have a bath every day, so I have them all the time. Hello to Sarah B via Instagram, who sent us a message saying, "Me again." And she says, "This Insta site chicken soup project started at the beginning of COVID is all you need this winter, along with Dorina's pea and coriander at Ballymallow." I don't know what that is. "I've made a couple of them so far, known and unknown chefs and cooks." And she also recommends sprinkle a circle of ash from the fireplace around your veggie seedlings to stop slugs and snails.
Oh, yes.
They can't cross over it.
Well, didn't
surface.
You used to tell me to put ash on my camellias or hydrangeas?
Yes, exactly right.
Or was that tea?
Both tea and ash. We use ash. We used to, when we had a big garden, we used ash out of the fireplace for so much. Keach39 on Instagram also thanked us. "So glad I recorded Mrs. America for a rainy day. I am loving it."
Oh,
and also she's binging on Little Fires
the other night.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt it. No. It finished the other night. Did you watch the last one?
I haven't yet. I've taped it, so don't tell me anything about it.
Well, it's just done that thing, and I won't tell you what happens, although history will tell us what happened, I guess. But they show the real people and all the shots.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I just wanted to point out, this is a really good GLT. The New York Times has a podcast called The Daily, which comes out every day, Monday to Friday. And I think it was Monday night's episode. Anyway, it was certainly this week. They explain in detail in 20 minutes this really sort of extraordinary landmark ruling by the American Supreme Court, which makes it no longer permissible for employers to sack people for being transgender or gay. This is an extraordinary moment in American history, given particularly that the Supreme Court has so many conservative judges on its bench. But this particular podcast starts with Amy Stephen, who died a few weeks before the US Supreme Court. Amy Stephen started life as a man, sadly ended life a bit too early for this Supreme Court ruling as a woman, and she was sacked from the funeral home where she worked for becoming a woman. Her lawyers said you could take this to court, and Amy did, and they feature her in this with a recording that she did about 3 years ago, and it's the most wonderful series, and I cried, Caro, at the end of it when I heard that she had died just a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So that's The Daily podcast.
Corrie, Ballymallow, by the way, is that beautiful country house hotel in Ireland, in Cork.
And
if you're interested...
I'm glad you told me what that was. I wasn't sure what Sarah was saying.
If you're interested, just check out their website, the most beautiful country house covered in vines. I think they're opening again. I mean, not that we'll be going, but they're opening, their restaurant's opening again in early July. They get a lot of publicity in it. I think it's been voted the best guest house or the best hotel or the best food experience in Ireland. It looks absolutely beautiful. Now, our coastal location, we didn't really ask for coastal locations. We asked for beautiful Victorian country towns. My daughter Clementine has chosen the Yarra Valley for a little road trip in the next few weeks. But Patricia Hillock via Facebook just recommended Metung, which is obviously coastal as well as
beautiful country
town. Oh, yeah,
and a beautiful climate too at Metung.
And on the way back to Melbourne, they stopped at the Long Paddock for lunch, my restaurant recommendation near Bairnsdale. Fabulous tip, Caro. Look, isn't it great, Patricia? It is such a beautiful place. You have got to go there, Corrie.
Well, I'm doing my road trip up up there at the end of August.
The long
so we will.
Paddock.
Now, Carol, in episode 132, we talked about the spider in Francesca's car. And I would just like to tell you, and Jane, did you know that in the colder months, spiders like to hang out in your car? So even though we think huntsmen are a summer, you know, because they're on the wall at home, no, in winter they like to hide out in your car. And they particularly like places where there's the least reverberation. So in other words, inside the car, watch out for your visor as the one that appeared with Checker. How can we keep spiders out of our cars? Well, there are some really good tips here. Keep your doors and windows closed. Make sure any gaps are plugged. Thoroughly vacuum your interior regularly, including under the seats.
Well, there you go. That's the end of that one.
Both of you, your eyes just glazed over then.
As if you're going to vacuum your car.
Oh, come on. Get rid of any spider webs anywhere. And also, you know how sometimes leaves, autumn leaves, can gather above your bonnet in that little crack there? They love that. That's warm and moist.
Oh,
they're very
okay.
happy
well, I
in
could
there.
Probably deal with, I could probably
get
deal
rid of
with
them.
That.
Spray your surfaces with all-purpose cleaners and wipes. Spiders actually apparently don't like citrus. I didn't know that. They don't like the smell of citrus, so you could lemon or anything with eucalyptus or tea tree, you can spray that around your car. And the other tip that came via this website is keep your car clean to stop the spiders returning. I thought,
again,
oh, well, don't come and see my...
Refer to point A, Karen.
Again, tricky. Now, Suzanne Lynch on Facebook points us to Inside Out, this month's edition, great magazine, as an article all about pantry moths.
Oh, and, goodness, my favourite topic.
Weevils Evil by Lindsay Miles, apparently. And Jane Horn, our friend Jane Horn, who, yes, said happy birthday very kindly, she's recommended a great doco on Netflix that I have seen, Sunderland Till I Die. It's a fascinating insight into a Northern England football club and all the machinations through the eyes of owners, players, families and fans. The soundtrack is a winner. It is a great show. And, Corrie, did you check out the English game after I tipped it last week?
No, Cara, I've been too busy watching 0-0-0.
Well,
Back to front.
I forgot to say that our friend Julian Fellows is actually one of the writers.
Oh, okay.
And that Anthony Andrews is one of the stars of it. I mean, he plays a...
Remember him in Chariots of Fire?
I know.
And Sebastian.
Yeah, in Brideshead
Revisited.
Yeah. Was he in Chariots of Fire?
I thought he was. Didn't he?
No,
we might check that.
Don't think so. Anyway, look. The English game is really, really good. Jane, what have you got anything to add? Oh, you had a really interesting interview on your show the other day, The Sport of Gardening. A bloke who had the term ologist at the end of his.
Was this the permaculture?
Permaculturalist.
Do you know what a permaculturalist is, Corrie?
Yes, I do.
I felt he didn't explain himself all that well, but the interview became really interesting.
Oh, thank you. You're listening to The Sport of Gardening. I'm very
Jane,
appreciative of that.
Of course I am.
Yeah, permaculture. Look, I actually did a little short course in Ballarat. There's a huge, thriving permaculture guild down there. But it's really just about designing your home and your garden and your life. You can do it on big blocks, small blocks, just so that the design of everything works with your lifestyle, sustainability aspects, all of that. So it's a big, big field. But Thank you. You can catch that on podcast if you missed it.
Oh, she's glowing.
Ben Shaw from Ben Shaw Permaculture. My recommendation,
the Queen
actually,
of Radio has acknowledged the new Queen of Radio. Oh, that's so sweet.
Corrie, I wanted to say that I was loving your Instagram videos with a few cookbook reviews from my bookshop.
Yes, I know.
You've been hard at the socials, haven't you?
Oh, is this a GLT?
Yeah, I'm saying check out my bookshop on Instagram if you are in the hunt for some new cookbooks. You actually get to see them. Corrie's talking you through it.
Yeah, look, it was our first, we can't edit and Coco is videoing me and I just start talking and I just said after we did, I said I talked way too long, edited out, and she said, I don't know how I can't edit. So, look, I'll be a bit shorter next time, but thanks for the tip. Carol, I was thinking of Nigel Havers in Chariots of Fire. Why would I ever take you on with a film cast and pretend
that
I'm right?
The scene when he goes over the hurdles with
sorry,
the glasses
Nigel
of champagne.
Havers and Anthony Andrews, get them wrong, the toffs, English toff kind of roles that they play. Sorry about that. Now, this is a really good tip too. If you feel a cold coming on and you're definitely sure it's not correct, coronavirus. There is a really, really good tip, and I did this last year and I did not get one cold. And I found it again on my phone the other day. Lemon juice, mint, and ginger and honey all together. So fresh ginger, okay? So cut or shave the ginger off the root and you boil it all up and have it all together. So essentially the recipe is 1 inch or what's that, 2 or 3 centimetres of fresh ginger, squeeze of 1 lemon and the zest as well, mint leaves, which you pull out at the end, and 1/2 teaspoon of honey, and just whiz it all up. Or you can boil it in a saucepan. So have it hot or cold or whatever, but it's the best thing for you. Yeah, and I didn't have a cold whiskey.
Little tap of something.
Do you think we have a drinking problem on this podcast?
Isn't it simpler just to take 2 Panadol? I mean, I reckon whenever I feel a sore throat coming on, take 2 Panadol and it just goes away. I mean, unless you're about
whiskey,
to get a really
Panadol.
Bad cold.
Okay, for those potties who are interested in the natural
remedies.
As opposed to the alcoholic and the chemical ones. There you go. That's my tip for today.
And disclaimer, if you have got a scratchy sore throat, go and get tested for COVID because that's one of the signs. I had one last little GLT. I bought this a couple of years ago but just unearthed it. Heated towel racks. If you are not in the position to actually have one installed properly in your house, I would recommend a portable heated towel rack. I reckon I picked mine up from Bunnings for less than $100. It is a lifesaver at this
They're
time
great,
of year.
They?
Oh my
And
goodness.
Also, they heat up your bathroom as well.
Yeah, so I just think if you're sick and tired of washing numerous times a week manky towels because someone in the house doesn't hang them up to dry, heated towel rack can't go wrong.
It's always the first sign of winter. The towels never dry. And the other one is when you put your spectacles on in the morning, they're freezing.
We have a wet towel issue in our house.
Have you not got a heated towel rack?
Yeah, no, yes, we do.
Just no one puts them on there.
No, but the second bit, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I won't say any more about that. Hey, guys, I don't know. This is a mishmash of recommendations. Good luck to everyone. I feel as though we're allowed to do more and more things. But the other thing I'll say, Corrie, is a couple of times I have, we talked in the main show about social distancing and how people get grumpy. A couple of times I have gone into places like, petrol stations and just forgotten for a moment that you're actually meant to be staying apart from people. And I really hope people don't get that mindset seems to be evolving.
Yes.
And I don't think it helps when you're seeing footballers hugging each other and they've got to be careful about that.
But it's so funny how they hug each other. They're not allowed to do certain things.
They're not allowed to high five or put their arms around each other to do the
same. But Carol, I'm absolutely with you. I just think we should really take care. We should be vigilant. What is happening in the US at the moment? It's popped up again in places like Florida and Texas. We really have to be careful. So just stay safe, everyone. Not too much hugging and kissing and touching and things.
Keep reading, keep listening to our recommendations, keep watching good old Netflix. We'll be back in the cinema soon, even though we can't sit together. And Jane?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to Caro and Corrie's GLTs. If you've got a good local tip, we'd love to hear from you. You can email feedback@don'tshootpod.com.au or join us on Facebook and Twitter. It's all for Red Energy. Powered by Snowy Hydro, Red Energy are a leader in renewable energy. They're 100% Australian electricity and gas. You can give them a call on 131 806 for real Aussie energy. Thanks for listening.